Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. With me this half hour is State Senator Kristen Dostler-Alfheim. She's from Appleton. We're talking about what is we're watching it metaphorically, like a slow-moving catastrophe in the ACA exchanges. Remember, the enrollment period each year starts on November 1st. By the way, this year, the enrollment period is shorter, so get it done. Nobody likes doing this. It's a drag. But if you do need insurance from the ACA, get it done early. Here is the problem in brief. The big brutal bill gutted the subsidies for folks that are at 131% of the poverty line, which, by the way, the federal poverty rate is $15,000, which is insane. More on that later. From 131% of the poverty rate to 400%, the subsidy's gone. So, yes, we knew that it was going to be more expensive. But you would think folks that never got the subsidy before, well, their premiums will be about the same. That's what you would think. You would be wrong. Because what is going to happen is that for many people that were receiving the subsidy, that say might be at like the 401st percentage or the 135th percentage of the federal poverty rate, they won't be able to afford the coverage. So they simply won't get health insurance, or they will get the high deductible health plan, the catastrophic plan, which doesn't provide nearly the health care that they will need. What that means is that the full insurance, right, people that are remaining in those full insurance plans, not the HDHPs, there will be fewer of them and they will be sicker. That means that the risk to the insurance carrier, they're going to have more claims. It will be more costly. So the insurance carriers were able to adjust some of their rates for this coming year. But it's getting worse. It's having these cascading impacts. The rates, especially from the nonprofit insurance carriers here in the state of Wisconsin, those rate increases were, according to the senator, somewhere in the ballpark of 9 to 12% increase year over year. The for-profits, oh yeah, they're up in the 30s. They're increasing rates 30-plus percentage.
Right.
What's happening is that the nonprofit carriers, who were Wisconsinites' only hope to maybe still be able to afford some full coverage, full health insurance, they're dropping out. They're not going to provide insurance because it will take them under. They will become insolvent. This is happening in real time. We know it's happening. And we've got to do something about it. So, Senator, I want to hand it back over to you. What should we be doing about this?
The number one thing that needs to be done, and again, I don't care who you are. If you are on the exchange, whatever your situation, you need to send emails and call your federal representatives, your senators, not just the one you like, but the one you don't like, your congressmen. You must continue to speak to them. DC is really the only place that can fix the problem. And both sides need to hear. You know they're not going to pick up the phone. You're going to be leaving a voicemail. My name is. I live in this county in Wisconsin in your district. I'm on the exchange. I cannot afford what's about to happen to me. I need more than three options available to me. Please reinstate the subsidy. Be very clear. In addition, in the state of Wisconsin, we are reacting, right? I know the governor and the OCI are doing everything in their power to try and react as quickly as this stuff is happening in DC. But the reality is that your legislatures don't understand health insurance either. So it's not necessarily on their radar. So put your calls and put your emails in to people like me. My name is, I live here, I'm concerned I won't be able to afford. Is there anything the state of Wisconsin can do to ensure we have enough carriers? Is there any pressure we can apply to DC to ensure we have the subsidies? If we don't communicate there's a problem, there's no one fighting for it to be solved. And we do have champions. Tammy Baldwin has been out there since the beginning. She has. But her voice has not been heard by everyone that is actually impacted. So she doesn't have the support that she needs. We need to give her that support by ensuring that we're talking to everyone that has an opportunity to help.
Couple of things. You're going to call your congressmen and our senators, both Ron Johnson and Tammy. She knows about it. You're going to and you're going to tell all your friends about it that live in Wyoming and Florida and Virginia and wherever else. You're going to tell them to make these same phone calls. You're going to ask them to restore the subsidy. One, I'm going to add something to that list. You're going to ask them to put pressure on the Trump administration and DHHS to issue immediate guidance that permits states to allow their insurers to re-rate for 2026 to maintain robust numbers of carriers in the exchanges. This is essential. Ask them to tell DHHS to allow states to permit the re-rates. That is why it's not happening. I'll also say this, and this will be my last point for the afternoon, folks. If I was the chief legal officer of the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance in the great state of Wisconsin, let me tell you, I'd be reading those statutes to figure out some kind of way to permit the insurance carriers in this great state to re-rate without some oversight blessing from DC. I hope they're looking at it. I hope you hear us. Please, if there is some way to make a cogent legal argument that the re-rate can be permitted under current guidance and statutes, do it. For the love of all that is good and holy, please do it. Last thoughts to you, Senator Dassler-Alfheim, Democrat from Appleton.
One of the dangers of a divided society is that we don't listen to one another. We just listen to one side or another. This is an example of a story that needs to be heard by everyone because it's affecting everyone. I don't care who did it. What I care about is someone fixes it because it matters to our constituents right now.
I don't care who did it. I care that we fix it, because it matters for all of us. Thank you, Senator Dassler-Alfheim. She's frequently with me. Love to have her as a guest. Folks, we're going to leave it there. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it will be better if we stand together to demand the changes and fixes to get the subsidy back for the ACA exchanges. Take care, everybody.
Go Brewers!
Go Brewers!